Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Noiseworks there. It's 10 minutes past 7. Let's catch up with the re-elected state member for Orange, Phil Donato's online with us this morning. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you?
Mate, good. There's wins and then there's big wins, and you absolutely smashed it. You did better than a big win. I don't know what that's called, but are the numbers in finally yet? I don't think they would be yet.
Nah, still counting, but look, it's looking like our first preference vote was about 53% and on a two-party preferred about 72%. So, yeah, you're right. A resounding, emphatic result, really. Sort of exceeded by what I thought I would have got, actually. So, very happy, very happy. And, look, I'm honoured and humbled and privileged to be re-elected again as the local state member for Orange. And, you know, it was a resounding result. And couldn't be done without my team of volunteers that I had, Manning Booth and my staff and my family as well. So really, really humbled and honoured and privileged. Like I said, it was a resounding result. Certainly exceeded what I thought I was probably looking at. And just like to thank the community for putting their trust back in me again for another 4 years.
Speaks volumes, as we've been discussing on this show, the fact that you're running independent now. It's just a lot more palatable to much more of the electorate.
Yeah, certainly. That's right. You know, like, and, you know, I heard that during the time that I was with my previous party. But, you know, it's, yeah, certainly being an independent is, as you said, a lot more palatable for a lot more people to vote for me. And, you know, I'm very appreciative for that support and we'll continue to work hard. And the work starts now, you know, things we want to get delivered. And I've already, you know, been speaking with Chris Minns already. And, you know, I think we're going to have a good relationship going forward. So, it's a lot more work to be done, but yeah, at this moment, getting out and about in the electorate and doing things. I was at the parks yesterday for their Masters Games for Dragon Boating Regatta. So it doesn't stop. You're straight into it and keeping busy as always.
A big concern for people I talk to around our region here is that now that we have a Labor government in power, you know, the regions are going to get neglected. I mean, obviously, we don't want to say that. We don't want to see that happen, definitely.
That's right.
What are we going to do to ensure that that doesn't happen?
Yeah, look, that's exactly the concern that a lot of people have already shared with me. And I suppose it's early days yet. But like I said, I've already spoken to Chris Minns. I've got a very good relationship with him. And he's offered to, you know, obviously be as helpful and assistful as he possibly can. And, you know, we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah.
In politics, nothing's guaranteed. But look, that's certainly been very encouraging. Look, I think at the end of the day, Labor would like to see me here as long as possible, right? So they're going to ensure that we don't miss out on our fair share. And it's up to my job and my responsibility as a local member to really fight for and highlight issues that are affecting not only this electorate, but regional New South Wales more broadly. And, you know, really encourage and promote these issues and invite the government to really take these issues seriously. And they've got to be funded and supported. And if they want to try and restore some level of trust in regional New South Wales, they've got to honour these commitments. So, you know, Chris knows that. And he's expecting me to be able to advocate for not only my electorate, but also regional New South Wales. And that's, you know, that's what we hope to see.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, if you consider Bathurst, Orange, Dubbo, I mean, we're three very, very big centres, but we're still fairly insignificant compared to the likes of Sydney, Newcastle and Wollongong.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, population-wise, that's right. But we are a growing area and we need to invest, encourage more investment in business development, growth and diversification in our local economies. And decentralisation's obviously been a big part over the last couple of years, especially during COVID. And we want to ensure that we have the infrastructure in place, both at you know, roads, rail, for example, is really important. And they're going to be things I'm going to be pushing for as well, as well as a lot of the social issues that affect our community, things like affordable housing, things like more support for our schools and hospitals as well. So, look, I think, like I said, it's very early days yet, but certainly I'm very encouraged by the conversations I've already had with Chris Minns. I get on quite well with Chris. So, you know, like I said, it's in his interest that that I stay in this seat as long as possible. And obviously they want to restore some level of branding in regional New South Wales. And to do that, they're going to need to invest in it. So,
yep. Absolutely.
We'll wait and see what happens, I guess.
Yep, all right. Well said. Congratulations on with Phil Donato this morning. He has absolutely romped it in on the weekend at the state election. Thank you for your time, mate. We'll catch you later this week.
Thanks, Gilly. Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, mate. Take care.